It was a banker just called me.
James, how's it going, buddy? This is Dennis.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good, good.
Yeah, I saw you just called me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, just check it in. When I spoke to Sean last, he mentioned that you were going to just need you to pick out your trailer, so just check it in to see if you were able to do that. And
I'm actually headed that way now.
Oh, okay.
I'm just eating my lunch, you know. So how is the payment going to go? Would you, that payment is compiled on top of what I'm paying him to take out the door, or do I have to come back and individually pay you that?
As far as the 10% down?
No, the what you said the dock fee is $395 and the title fee is $195 or something like that.
It was a dock fee of $185, the title fee is $395. I might see if I can get Sean to just do the titling. Save you some money that route.
Yeah, he already said he'll do it due to the fact that, you know, y'all doing that.
Okay, good, good. All right. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that too, because that seems a little expensive to me.
He said that didn't sound right, but he was like, you know what, don't even worry about it. You just go ahead. I just waive our dock fee and you just pay what I asked to pay.
Okay, cool. Well, if you're going to work them at the door.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I might be able to add that into the loan for you. How much is the door costing?
You're talking about for the... Oh, shit, that's hot. I'm sorry, it's hot in Texas, man.
Oh, yeah, I grew up there. I know, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
People don't know hot until they go to Texas. It is crazy hot.
Yeah, because it's actually showing on the thermometer 104 degrees, but we know it's hotter than that.
Oh, yeah, plus, well, the humidity is probably 100% too, so...
Yeah. But, I told him, too, that I wanted some vent added on the truck and some steps and all the rest of that stuff they was going to fix on the trailer that I asked them to fix, if they can fix it.
Gotcha, okay. Well, and I could probably add that into the loan for you, I mean, if you want to do something like that.
Well, he said he was going to add it in the price of the bill.
Okay.
So whatever that bill is going to be. So, in all reality, that $447 is not going to be the monthly, is it? And you won't really know until you get the actual payment of the trailer.
Right, yeah, until you get the final invoice with everything on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't know. But it's not going to be much more if they add something on there.
Well, it shouldn't even be that much, should it? If the trailer's less than what the 36-month agreement is.
Yeah, if it's less, it'll be less. Absolutely, yep, it'll be less.
Okay.
If it comes back less, ooh. And that, yeah, you're quoting for 36 months.
That was another thing, Sean. I said it didn't sound right because he didn't even give me the price of the trailer. And he was like, it should be nowhere. No more than a little bit under 400 or right around 400. It shouldn't be that high.
Okay.
The price of the trailer that he's trying to give. I think the price of the trailer is like 12.9. I can't hardly say that shit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll know more once I get the final invoice and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go up there and do that and... Well, as far as me paying the down payment, what else do I need to pay as far as, you know, getting everything I need, like, immediately?
Nothing's immediate until we get the loan documents, and I can't do that until I get the invoice from Sean. But as soon as I do, I'll let you know, and I can actually email those to you. I'll send an overnight FedEx label for you so you can send the originals back to us. But
okay.
If you want to fax them to me first or email them to me first just so I can look through them and see if they if there's any errors, then I can do that first and then you can just send them back that way.
Okay. It ain't like no car. I ain't got to put no insurance on it immediately before I pull it off the lot, though.
I do need to get just an Accord letter from James McCoyne.
Uh-huh.
But they'll have the loan documents come with insurance instructions as well. But I mean, if you're in good if you're in good with Sean, then James McCoyne, then yeah, all you have to do is just prove that you have insurance. It's called an accord letter, a certificate letter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and, I'm like, shit, I won't have it right now, and shoot, that'll give me more time to get the money off, because you see I put it in the shop, and I probably won't get it back to the end of next week, so.
Till the end of next week, gotcha. Okay, well, in the meantime, we can work on getting the loan documents done, and I'm sure I'll have an invoice by then, and at least get everything done on our end, and we can probably pre-fund Utility Trailers of Dallas, just, you know, give them the funds, that way whenever it's all ready, you don't have to wait around, you can just go pick it up right that moment.
Okay, cool. All right, like I said, I'm going to head that way, and if I have any more questions or I have any problems, I'll call you.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, James.